If I knew you were coming, I'd bake a cake, bake a cake, bake a cake. If I knew you were coming, I'd bake a cake. Hat-cha-do, hat-cha-do, hat-cha-do.
Hey everyone, this is Ryan.
This is Wes.
This is Des.
This is John.
Welcome to our second episode of Hot Takes on Cakes.
Right.
Today's episode is all about pancakes. That is correct. That's what we're going to be covering today. It's an American staple, is it not? I'm sure every single person in this room is very familiar with pancakes.
Oh, yeah. It's my favorite dinner food.
As a good place to start, where is everybody on pancakes?
I'm okay. I like them, but if I had to choose, I think I'd actually put French toast above pancakes.
Oh.
Ooh.
John?
Waffles.
Okay, he's a waffle guy.
You're some bitch.
It's a mutilated pancake.
Nah, I'm with Des on this one. I prefer French toast, but that doesn't mean I don't enjoy pancakes.
Yeah, pancakes are enjoyable.
Yeah, not once in my life have I ever been wowed by a pancake. A pancake has never, like, really done it for me, but they're fine. They're just sort of the bulk of a breakfast plate. You know, it's sort of like this thing that you eat the stuff you want the most on your plate, and then you always have pancakes left over because you're like, I opt not to eat this. You know, I'm full enough, right? It's just, you know, it's why it's like the infinite food that they give you at like a breakfast thing. They're never like all the bacon you could want because it's like you'll eat a million strips of bacon and they'll be out of bacon. But you know, they'll be like, we'll make you pancakes. You know, you'll die doing this. It's like when you give a bird too much rice. You know, it's like, this will be your undoing if you want to. But, yeah. I think, I guess if we're going to start a discussion about this, we should say that, you know, pancakes are kind of an American thing. We think of them as an American food, right? It's like, you know, baseball and apple pie. It's kind of this staple breakfast food we have. But the rest of the world does not seem to approach it that way. Pancakes are, by the way, ubiquitous. From my research on this, pancakes are fucking everywhere. Mm-hmm. And just like our last discussion with the origin of the cake itself, the pancake is originally a product of Greece. I have a feeling we're going to start a lot of our discussions about baked foods by saying it came from Greece. So, sure enough.
Cake in general. They're just all just diabetic fat bastards. I mean, that's just they eat is cake.
Yeah, and so what is a pancake?
Now that we're generalizing a whole question.
No, ancient Greece, not modern Greece.
So I think there's two diverging paths when it comes to the pancakes, at least from a Western approach, where your typical pancake is essentially made from kind of a wheat flour or some kind of starch-based flour. And then, of course, you have your eggs, your milk, and there's two thoughts on the milk. We'll get to that in a minute. And if you want a baking powder. And baking powder is the thing that sort of makes an American pancake. Makes them fluffy, like big and fluffy. If you don't add that leavening agent to it, you essentially get what, you know, probably associated more with French culture, but the crepe. So the crepe, in and of itself, is kind of a pancake. It's just sort of a European approach to the pancake. And it's actually really fitting. I was on vacation recently, and I went to a traditional American diner. And that was an option they had. Like, you could get your regular pancakes, or you could get the French-style crepe pancakes.
Oh.
And, yeah, the person I was with got the other one. They got the crepe style, and I got the traditional style. I can tell you, I really like the crepe style more.
Okay, then I guess next week we'll just have hot takes on crepes.
That's fine by me. I love crepes.
I've never had one.
Yeah, never had
one. I haven't either. Is it like a harder, firmer pancake, or...?
If anything, it's smoother. It's not so spongy. It's thicker.
Think like a tortilla, almost.
The way to look at it actually is probably a little bit more like a...
Thanks for contributing, John.
And what a lot of people do with a crepe is actually, like, wrap it around, like, a fruit. Or, like, a fruit yogurt combination. Like, you make, like, these breakfast burritos.
Mm-hmm.
John, sounds like John's on board with this pod.
Yeah, I think
no, I hate you all and everything that's happening right now.
Well, and the pancake itself is really...
Me? Oh, shit.
Oh, things are going down.
It's not very nice.
I don't hate you. You're okay. These two assholes, eh?
I was about to say, everybody listening is about to see a marriage end. Yeah, no.
11 years together, all down the pipe because of hot takes.
He's going to be like, we're on episode H... K of this podcast, and you didn't join in once. And here I am, in 100% of the podcasts you've started. I am deeply committed to this, is what he's thinking.
Busy. I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. We still gonna play Luigi's Mansion together?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
And just like that, everybody just heard a marriage become stronger.
Yeah.
Oh, it's gonna be
this so is a, fun. It's a bend don't break marriage.
Where were we?
Actually, we're kind of directionless with this. If anyone wants to chime in, I have more observations.
So we did. We attempted a couple of different kinds of pancakes.
We did.
Usually yes. We've only had one show.
Well, I think you're right. The intention is
the
for
intention.
Us to
eat them and taste them.
The purpose
while
of
this. No, double down. 100% of the time so far, you have done.
Yes,
what you're 100%
about to say. Of the time. We have tasted said cakes on air.
Yes.
And discussed it. We did not do
with
this
with a mild
this time.
Smacking sound in the background. I noticed. that thank you, Wes.
When
that
she
sounds
probably,
super dirty.
Yeah.
You could probably do that in the future, FYI.
Yeah.
From here on out, whenever I'm eating on air, that's
really
just...
it's to blame somebody in the room. It's John's fault. Because John could have edited it out, or at least added in the Pikachu noise or something.
So he was just talking to
every time
Pika.
Someone's taking a bite or chewing, you just Pika.
Bingo! I think that's the way you approach this.
But you know what? I did find you an awesome theme song. So.
I actually really liked it. So he didn't do what we thought he was going to do, which is a Cake by the Ocean by the band Dance. And he instead went with a traditional pop song from 1950. I forget who the artist was that originally recorded it, but If I Knew You Were Coming I'd Bake the Cake, which is a wonderful song, actually. I really like listening to it, and I think it's a great way to start the podcast.
I don't know that song. I had to listen to it off air.
You'll have to listen to your own podcast, asshole.
Oh, sorry. Yes. I don't listen to the podcast.
Like, I have my voice. I feel like John probably listens to him every once in a while, right?
He has to edit.
I assure you edit him, so you kind of have
and then I usually listen to it afterwards to see if I miss anything. And I'm also always looking for, like, my own verbal tics that drive me insane.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I listen to every one of our shows at least 2 times.
Which is why I called him a narcissist, because he's, like, listening to his own voice.
Yeah.
And I'm just
while
like,
touching himself.
Uh-huh.
Well, that
part's
not
but
there.
But then I lose it every time I say, because I say it constantly.
That's fine. I mean, we don't script this show at all. We're just kind of, you know, we're just chattering about stuff that we like.
Because we're professionals.
I mean, like, last one we did, I was literally talking about metal albums. I was like, here's 6 metal albums. Go listen to them right now.
Well, I think that's nice and authentic. I think if you script it too much, people can tell. And then they're going to be like, this is not real.
And then we get the cheesy jokes that are, like, clearly planned out. And not the joke about, what's this face starter kit?
No, John Popper's.
John Popper's
we've got a ton of mileage out of John Popper.
He's
a singer for the band. Is it Blues Traveler?
Are we doing this again?
Yeah,
we're going so off topic right
he's
now.
He's the fat guy with all of the harmonicas.
He probably also enjoys a lot of cake.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure he does.
Oh, so now it works.
Oh, yeah. So, just long story short, he got arrested for going like 100 miles an hour in a Mercedes while smuggling like 20 assault rifles.
Shit.
Yeah, so the dude's living. He is out there just like a rocket going towards the next thing in his life. Pancakes.
We ate them pre-show this time because pancakes that get cold are nasty crap.
Agreed.
Which is one of the 5 reasons why I didn't make any this week, which I was planning on it. But the week before we attempted, you want to tell you a story about your pancakes?
Oh, yeah. So I saw, like, a bunch of really interesting pancake recipes, all of which were really detailed and crazy for pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
So I chose the easiest one. I'm not gonna lie. I copped out. So I saw red velvet pancakes. You basically take, like, some cake mix and you mix in some, like, other ingredients, like, you know, all-purpose flour, blah, blah, blah. So it's not, like, a full-on cake pancake. I thought because the pancake mix had cake in it, it would be denser, therefore thicker, and would take longer.
Mm-hmm.
These babies did not. They cooked pretty quickly, and if you were not quick with the spatula, they burnt. And because of the red dye, when they did actually get a little bit cooked, they looked brown. So they looked like round little shits on the skillet.
Oh, gross. Or rather, it looks probably even more accurately like blood. It looked like dried blood.
It probably does. Yes, that's probably more accurate. It looked like dried blood splatters on the plate, and then
like you almost got some big round scabs.
I got some scabs on my plate. Tasty. Either way, none of it's appealing, like visually. Or there might be like a technique to it that I just didn't really know. The husband ended up having to step in and like help me because I was just like whining the entire time in front of the
putting
skillet.
It on the pan, it did look like Play-Doh. Like, it just looked disgusting.
Yeah, the consistency is just, like, completely different, I guess, because of the cake batter mixing with the regular flour, what have you. But I followed the instructions to the T, because I really wanted these to come out well, and they just didn't come out that well. The flavoring was completely lackluster. I got no real red velvet taste in there. It just literally was, like, red pancakes. And that was it.
So they're still good. I mean, they're still
They were still decent from the taste that I remember. But it was just like
I think the ceiling
what I was hoping for.
The ceiling could not be any lower on a pancake. Like, there's no room for a great pancake.
Yeah, traditionally pancakes are basically kind of like really just like sweet bread. You usually just stick shit on it or you stick shit in it. You don't really eat a pancake for just the sake of having a pancake.
It's a vessel for things like fruits. Like,
it's an edible
banana.
Plate.
Blueberry.
Yeah, it is an edible plate, just like bread. Like
chocolate,
you put
chips,
cheese, and meat on bread, and then you eat
syrup.
It. Pancakes are the same thing.
Yeah.
My favorite is usually just blueberry pancakes.
But back to your gross food, though, thing. Like, I remember once having a Halloween meal where somebody made spaghetti and then put in pink dye, and then when you pile it up, it looks like a fucking brain. It looks like you're literally eating a brain.
Cool.
I took, like, two bites, and I was like, this is just... No.
This visually just turned you off.
Yeah, it was like that Temple of Doom, Temple of Doom scene where like eating the half open monkey heads.
Monkey brains.
Ugh. God, that was such a bad movie.
Oh, see, the one that killed it for me was like when you were eating the
Jones.
eating the soup and then the eyeball floats up, like that would I would have thrown my plate. I would have been like, no.
Oh, that was so bad. So again, like I found a recipe, and this is not a special recipe in any capacity. This isn't like some classical recipe, but it's basically just like scratch pancakes. If you want to make scratch pancakes, it's really just a balancing of all-purpose flour, a baking soda or baking powder, however you want to work it, salt, a little bit of sugar, and you kind of got what you need. That in and of itself, it kind of creates that leavening agent. You want to probably throw
in
eggs.
You gotta have your eggs.
And milk. And that was the other divide I wanted to bring up. So there's two different approaches for milk. You could literally just make pancakes using whole milk and they'll probably taste good. You probably heard buttermilk pancakes, right?
Yeah.
If you hear buttermilk pancakes, you're kind of being lied to. It sounds like it should be better because, right, it says the word butter in the title. You think, oh, it's going to be extra buttery and great. No, the what it means is that the milk that they're using is the byproduct of butter churning. So,
oh God,
what they're doing is, yeah, they're stripping out, I mean, it's unhealthy, but they're stripping out all of the fat content that really makes butter taste good, right? So you're essentially left with what amounts to not even skim milk, just like milk that's, okay, it still has all the calcium, and it has all the protein, it has all the good stuff, and it's healthier for you, certainly, but it's lacking in the flavor. And it fucks it up, too, is that you probably then want to put a big dollop of butter on top of it, so it's like you really fucked up. You took half of the thing that made the thing, and then you're like, no, I want to put it back into it, but on top of it. Everyone's looking at me like I'm crazy.
Yeah, do whole milk. Don't do buttermilk.
So, a buttermilk pancake just basically means you're eating something that's healthier but probably doesn't taste as good. It's not going to be as rich and fluffy and that same kind of, however vibrant a pancake can be, it will taste not as good as a buttermilk variety pancake.
Mm.
So, the pancakes we did eat right before the show, what were those things? I don't even know what that was.
That's sort of a healthier variety of a pancake. Like, generally, when you use like an all-purpose flour, that's like an enriched flour, and it's, again, not as healthy for you. The flour that they use basically for theirs is a whole wheat flour, and whole wheat generally has higher protein quantities and more fiber in it. So it's sort of a better way to start a breakfast. Like, your typical American breakfast for me, right, is like eggs, sausage or bacon.
It's
like
bacon.
Hash browns.
The correct answer is bacon.
We're from the South, so grits. That and like toast. That's
meats
like,
and meat and carbs.
Right, yeah. But there's really, you know, you do want the pancakes there because they are starches. They're kind of these, like, they're not like sugar. They take a while for your body to process them, so they're going to last you through the day, or they're at least going to give you a nice, you know, slow energy release for like 5 hours of your day, as opposed to just the immediate process of sugar in your system. And hey, you know, hey, this is gonna be gross, but hey, it's fiber, right? It's cushion for the pushing. You know, you need to get food through your system. So fiber is an important part of your diet. And yeah, that's kind of why pancakes are there. They're a utility thing. And the best you can do is spice them up with like cinnamon or chocolate. And then maybe kind of feel
dump
like
some, dump some corn syrup on them.
Yeah, yeah. Load them up with corn syrup, which your body confuses yourself into thinking it's not really there. So yeah, yeah.
Real maple syrup or the corn syrup Aunt Jemima shit?
The one that's shaped like a lady.
Mm. Mrs.
That's
Butterworth.
That's
your parents growing up always had this jug of like actual maple syrup that they got like Virginia or something like
this
that.
Day,
no, Vermont.
To this
Vermont,
day,
my mistake.
No, his dad is really pushing the
This puritanical approach to maple syrup. Like, unless it was like, unless you like put a spigot on a tree and drain it right from there, like, no, that's garbage. Get it out of here. And no, the fake stuff that's 100% corn syrup is far superior.
I mean, I would...
Really?
Oh, yeah. I hated it, like, growing up, and I'll be over there, for, like, after sleepovers, and, like, we're eating these pancakes with this disgusting syrup, but it grew on me over the years.
What do you think makes it so gross?
Well, that's because your palate changes as you get older.
Yeah.
There's a bitterness, you know, part of it's probably just, like, an open rebellion against, like, no, this is what you wanted me to have, so I don't want it.
like when you were wearing your JNCO jeans?
Exactly. My JNCO jeans, my No Fear shirts, backwards baseball cap.
You were so cool.
So my Airwalk sneakers.
Yes.
So,
no, Dad, fuck you.
I'm gonna pretend like I can skateboard.
Yep.
So,
I didn't know that the Hueselein family was so deep into syrups.
Oh yeah,
I feel like that could be.
He's adamant. Like there's times where he's like gotten it from somewhere, and he'll be like, I'll go to pick up the girls, and he'll be like pushing it on me, be like, you want some syrup? No, I'm good.
And he'll check
and
in.
Yeah.
Like, and sometimes, like, I'll accept a jar of this maple syrup fresh from the farm or where the fuck he gets it from. And he'll give it to me. Like, and I'll be, you know, receptive. Like, I appreciate your generosity. I will take this. And he'll check in. Like, hey, are the girls eating the real syrup or are they going with the... Does it matter? Does it matter?
And the answer is no. Because I think we did try to get them to eat it once, and they were like, bleh. Like, they were not about it.
Good, because there is, like, that bitterness to real stuff that doesn't
children.
Exist with the stuff that's 100% corn syrup.
Yeah, they're children. They want sugar. They want the sugar, and they want it bad.
Well, yeah, it's true. Like, as you get older, your flavor profile changes. You like things you didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
I love broccoli now.
Yep.
Well, they say your taste buds change
every 7 years.
Yeah, something like that. So it's like it's understandable. Like when I was a little kid, I didn't like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I just wanted the jelly.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck peanut butter.
Oh, I was the other way around. I hated jelly. I just like peanut butter sandwiches.
Yeah, but now I love peanut butter.
Yeah.
Yeah, pancakes, those flat, round, fluffy things with syrup. They are scrumptious. They are a...
I feel like you guys want to do a science podcast.
A poop pusher. They are
So yeah, well, and again, I think that's probably a big thing is like if we were to do a revisit of this, which I think would be fun, it would be cool to go back and see other cultures approach to it, because pancakes are super popular everywhere in the world. There is, like, I was just looking up the entry, and there was about 8 different African nations that all have drastically different approaches to what a pancake should be, but still ultimately get back to the same thing that we're doing. Asian cultures, it's a dinner food. They use it, like, I don't know if you guys ever had this, but, like, I've had seafood pancakes. They're not using it to fill it with strawberries and blueberries. They're filling it with, you know, squid and octopus and, you know, just, like, white fish.
They also make them quite a bit thicker, too.
Why do they gotta be white?
I mean, I don't think you'd want to make it with salmon.
Okay.
Yeah. I wasn't prepared for that.
You rarely are.
But yeah. So, and I think there is literally IHOP. There is a chain of restaurants associated with pancakes. And John called it earlier, truthfully, in spite of the fact that he hates this podcast and everything about it. Waffles are better. I think waffles might be the superior.
Waffles are mutilated pancakes.
They're essentially the same thing, though, right? This is how they're cooked and prepared.
It's mutilated pancakes. You basically make, I think, like maybe thicker. Thicker batter, and then you stick it on an iron, and then you close it.
Being really reductive about it, waffles just have an extra egg.
Yeah.
You put an extra egg in the batter, and then you put it on a waffle.
Probably makes it taste better, right?
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah. But you know, I appreciate that they're crunchier.
Yeah,
like,
well, they're,
I like,
they're crunchier, and then they're thinner in certain parts too.
Yeah, which creates the crunchy element, right? I guess it's more surface space.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. It's created by using that.
And there's little pockets where you can put the syrup in or whatever toppings you like.
Yeah,
yeah. So I think that like what we should probably start doing is ranking our cakes, just like we do our
oh my god, we got a cake rank. I mean, so far it's bundt than pancakes.
I mean,
but the bundt cakes definitely are number one, and pancakes are number two.
Clearly,
but that's like saying, you know, we're talking about something that's going to be like a B plus versus something that's like C minus. Like I don't know if we're going to find. I really think that these pancakes are, like kind of an afterthought. I don't think there's anything special to pancakes.
Yeah,
and I think of all of the amazing cakes out there and varieties of cakes out there. This is us doing our homework covering pancakes. I think it's essential that we do it. I think it's, you know, you gotta learn.
It's required. It's the required subject of the curriculum.
Yeah, if you're gonna move on to algebra, you should know how to, you know, add and subtract and multiply and divide. So.
Understood.
Therein lies the pancake.
What an exciting show for you guys.
So then how do we prepare for the next one, which is supposed to be like international pancakes? Do we pick a country and then make a pancake based on how they do it?
Are we going to keep doing this, or are we going to move on to cupcakes?
I'm fine with revisiting pancakes.
Later.
Years from now. I'm not eager to revisit.
On the anniversary of this episode, 1 year from now, if we're doing hot takes on cakes, we do the pancake
episode.
You take
a different country and
number
go.
Two.
I think that's a great idea. I'd let them make some crepes. Or I'll try any one of these other funky recipes if you guys are willing to at least give it an honest try.
I will give it a shot.
Cool.
So what are we going to do next?
Oh, I don't even know what we could do next.
I mean, how many different kinds of cake are there? Like, what we got?
So I was actually, I took a trip to Seattle this past week, and I brought back with me, there's this specialty hotcakes store. And their big approach is that they make these, like quick cook cupcakes almost that are, like, filled with fudge, and they serve it with a dollop of ice cream. So I think this would be, like, rich, delicious food. I think it would be a good way for us to get back into, like, real cakes.
Mm.
So cupcake?
But, yeah. I mean, we haven't done cupcakes. We could literally do birthday cake.
Okay, so hot cake is different than a cupcake. Because it sounded like a hot cupcake.
No. Like, the way that they were doing it, it was, like, made in the oven, I think. And then
Probably, like, little personal cakes.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Like,
yeah,
you know,
so
like, those cakes you get, like, at a restaurant where it's, like, chocolate cake with, like, ice cream or a la mode is probably how you would phrase it.
Volcano cake.
Yeah, kind of like that, but without probably the liquid inside. So, yeah, it's probably like a volcano cake, but without the lava in there, because that's why they call it a
volcano
cake.
They're delicious.
Yes.
If it's
hot chocolate lava inside.
Yeah, like, if it's anything like the one that they made in the store for us there, like, it was had a nice crispy chocolate, like, coating of cake,
mm-hmm.
and then it kind of slowly became gooey, and then on the inside was, like, this big chunk of fudge.
Oh.
And then on top of that, they just give you a little side of ice cream to eat it with. So one is hot, one is cold. Together, you got a really, like, delicious dessert. I think if we wanted to try those out, it would be cool.
Let's do it. That sounds like a plan.
All right.
Hot cakes.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Well, I think it's another one in the bag. That's episode two.
Bam, we did it.
Of our new best-selling series.
best-selling?
Yeah. Now that we've stopped doing the other podcasts.
We're selling these?
I'm making money off of this.
What?
I hope you guys are, too.
I haven't seen a dime.
That's how he's paying for the pancake mix.
Oh, yeah. Everything I've been doing is product placements.
You're such a hustler.
Did you set up a Patreon without us?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Rude.
Yeah, I've been live streaming everything that we do.
Where are the cameras?
Don't ask questions.
Don't ask questions.
Sure, don't look at them.
I got to make sure I dress appropriately, then.
Yeah.
And John really should put on pants.
I know.
I refuse.
That's okay. I like the view.
All right, it's getting weird with something.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, guys, till next time.
Bye.
Later.
So long.
Oh, you fucker.
Yeah.
If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. Baked a cake. Baked a cake. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. How'd you do? How'd you do? How'd you do? How'd you drop me a doesn't matter. Grab a chair and fill your platter and dig, dig, dig right in. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked the cake. Hired a band. Goodness sake. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked the cake. How'd you do? 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 How'd you do?